God is So Much More Than Love, written by Mike Napa and read by Stephen Sanders. Today's Bible verse is 1 John 4:16. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. I have been having trouble sleeping lately. Big surprise. When that happens, I usually pass the night trying to pray through questions I have about faith and life, and lately I've been praying about love. You see, I have known great love, intimately, purposely, lavished on me with unwavering determination for 30 years, 3 months, and 3 days. Then, too soon came the day when cancer took my wife's body, set her spirit free, and left me behind sleepless and alone. Now, more than a year after hearing the hum of Amy's last breath, I keep wondering why the pain of losing this love, at least here on this earth, has kept such a stranglehold on me for so long after she has died. I've thought about it a lot and read about love and the meanings of love. I've also studied the Greek terms for love, especially the Greek word agape, which is supposed to be the highest expression of love, a pure, selfless, unconditional thing. But as I meditate on the love I've experienced, examining how it shaped and reshaped me, even agape seems not enough to explain it. I know that Amy's love for me was rooted in the truth that God is love, something the Apostle John taught us both. If that's really true, then love encompasses more than just the highest expression of selflessness. Inherent in Christ's personhood is every shade and texture and breath and aspect and heartbeat and death knell and meaning of what love is. This is probably why 1 Corinthians 13 describes love, and by extension God, with a laundry list of concepts. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It's not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This is also why within each of us, the presence of God, who is love, naturally expresses itself in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So if God is love, and God is all these things, then love is all these things, which makes it more than simply agape. His love is not just the highest form of love, it is all of love. Love that laughs, that rests, that waits and forgives, and so much more. Even love defined as all of love is not adequate to explain the kind of love I've experienced, both from Amy and from our Christ. And here's why. Language at its core is a collection of symbols that society agrees will represent reality. Our words for love are, at best then, tokens of meaning, not exact expressions of substance. We cram letters together and say, this is what those letters mean, but symbols alone can never fully communicate the truth of what they represent. L-O-V-E is not just what we've all agreed that those letters should define. It is unfathomably, immeasurably, inexpressibly more. We know it instinctively, deep within our soul, but we can never adequately define or understand it. And so tonight, while I sleep, I look at 1 John 4:16, God is love, and no longer see just a definition of God or love or agape to catalog and quote with casual indifference. Those three words, those simple alphabetical symbols, have now become for me a moment of awe, a reason to worship. An unbreakable promise that the best is yet to come.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.